Have you been hearing the sounds of drills or saws and hammers? Because it can be heard right across the province these days, in part because people are staying home more and investing in their properties. But the government residential rebate program has also ramped up the level of construction. Curtis Mercer is the interim CEO at the Canadian Home Builders Association of Newfoundland and Labrador. He happens to join us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mercer.
Good morning.
So how would you rate the success of the residential rebate program?
It's phenomenal. The amount of applications that were received and the amount of work that was created for the construction industry was far greater than we had ever anticipated. It's been just under 12,000 applications were received from homeowners. And just about 1,500 contractors across the province were registered under the program. To equate to, I believe, the latest update from government, they increased the pot of money to $35 million and at a 25% rebate. You're by the time it's all said and done, you're looking at over $200 million worth of work.
Wow, that is a lot of money when you lump it all together like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Have most of the homeowners who took part in this, is their work all done now?
Some have their work completed. Some are still waiting. Obviously, because of the increase of work that was created, the government has actually extended the deadline to have work done until the end of June 2021. It's also been a little bit difficult in the past year due to the pandemic and getting some materials and those types of things. So some jobs were delayed. So, you know, there were some that were completed. Now we're going to have some, depending on the type of job, that may have to wait until early spring, depending on how long we keep nice weather going. But there are still some that haven't yet received their approvals just because of the sheer backlog and the amount of applications that were received and had to be reviewed and to make sure that they met their eligibility criteria.
And Mr. Mercer, when it comes to the reimbursement process, are we seeing that sort of starting to trickle out now?
It is starting to trickle out. Yeah, so the reimbursement process after the work is completed, the homeowners submit their request for payment. And also at the Home Builders Association, we do a quick scan and then pass that off to the Department of Finance, where they review and make sure that what's being claimed meets what was approved. And they also have some checks and balances that they need to do on their end financially and then instate the reimbursement. It does take a little bit of time, and we just need people to bear with us as we process. Like I said, it was far greater than was ever anticipated, and the amount of work and requirements that are there to ensure that the program runs smoothly and people that are due money get it. It just takes a little bit of time.
And anyone who is involved in a reno right now, I mean, people are noticing quite a jump in the cost of building materials. What are you hearing?
So the cost of building materials started jumping up back in June, and this is a phenomenon that's gone right across the country and into the states, even the northern U.S. states. And it all relates back to the pandemic and the shutdown that we had March, April, May, when most of our lumber supplies and the manufacturers had to shut down as well. And also at the beginning of this year, it was expected that lumber usage for new home construction and renovations was expected to be lower than normal. And then obviously we had the pandemic. We had people starting to do work themselves, do-it-yourself work while they were at home during the shutdowns. And then right across the country, we've seen a boom in new housing, which has increased demand on these products. So we had a short supply to begin with. Then we had a shutdown, which created an even larger short supply, and then a boom. So it's a supply and demand. And we have seen, before Christmas, we've seen prices starting to come back down. Now they're kind of fluctuating up and down, depending on where we are and the type of lumber that there is. It is expected that we will start to see drop-offs over winter as housing generally slows down, but it'll probably be spring or later before we get back to what we'll call normal levels of pricing.
Wow. And have local contractors been able, have they been able to keep up with the available work?
It's difficult. It's quite difficult, the amount of work that was taken on. And for most of the contractors, a lot of it comes down to there's been some scheduling conflicts just because of the lack of availability of some materials, which may throw your schedules off, which leaves some homeowners waiting a little while to get some things done. Most of the contractors that we've spoken with have had to hire additional staff just to keep up and keep things moving. So it's quite busy, and will continue to be quite busy throughout the winter and into the spring.
And now, as interim CEO of the Canadian Home Builders Association, how would you describe the health of the renovation industry in the province right now?
The renovation industry is booming. Well, for the past number of years, our renovation industry has grown significantly. Back when we had our oil boom and housing was on top of the world, our renovation industry was down. But as that started to turn around and new houses were slowing down, we had less starts, the renovation industry started picking up. And there are a lot of people now that are looking at either, you know, they want to upgrade their home, they've been stuck at home or working at home. So we're seeing a lot of even people doing renovations to add home offices or home gyms because they're not getting out as much. And or people that are just there and they see some renovations that they've been kind of sitting on for a number of years and now they want to get them done. So the renovation industry in Newfoundland is booming.
Do you get a sense that the rebate program would be repeated next year?
Hard to say. The success of it has definitely been great. There are some changes that possibly would be made just to spread it out and to get some expediency to it. It would be a great thing to see some sort of rebate program. One of the things for us at the Home Builders Association is that we see in rebates is that it ensures that the under-the-table jobs and the underground economy are kind of wiped out because people need receipts to receive rebates. So from our industry, it's always a great thing to have these types of rebates, which require receipts and registered contractors to do the work. It brings everything above board. It levels the playing field for all contractors for pricing and those types of things. We would love to see something going forward in the future. Exactly what that would look like is obviously going to depend on the government coffers and how they see the success of the program.
And I'm sure we'll be speaking again at first sight of any type of announcement regarding another rebate program coming. Curtis Mercer, thank you so much for checking in with the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you very much.